Open with me back up to Psalm 95. Psalm 95. Let's read one verse, verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. I want to worship God tonight. I am speaking to you from my heart. I was telling some of the men just a minute ago, I got to the study on Monday, and I had one desire. I did not want to have another church service on Wednesday. I wanted to worship God with you, where two or three are gathered in His name. I want to worship God in my heart tonight. I may not have Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. If Sunday comes, I want to worship God on Sunday too. But tonight, in my heart, in my soul, I want to truly worship God. I want to worship God. A man told me one time, different things along the way, and one man told me that Spurgeon said, he was quoting Spurgeon, he said, Spurgeon said, whatever you preach about an hour. And then another man told me, Spurgeon said, whatever you preach about 45 minutes. That's what Spurgeon said. And then I had another man tell me, whatever you preach about, this is what Spurgeon said, whatever you preach about 30 minutes. And this is the amount of time that each of those men preach. And I'm sure that in a few years I'm going to go around telling people, Spurgeon said, whatever you preach about, 26, 27, 28 minutes. I'll tell you this, and I'm being serious. Whatever we preach about, it needs to be worshipful. It needs to be worshipful. I don't need to be here if I can't worship. I don't need to be here. If I cannot, in my soul, connect with my Heavenly Father and my Lord and Savior and His Holy Spirit. If I can't do that, I don't need to be here. I need to worship God. Verse 6 says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. How can I worship Him tonight? How can I worship Him? How can I come into this house and gather in His name to worship Him? Let me show you something over in John chapter 4. Go with me to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 23, our Lord said, but the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. True worship is of this heart. It is of this heart. Lord, prepare my heart. Come into my heart. Do something to my heart. It would be wonderful if my mind learned something tonight. That would be wonderful. But I need something done in my heart. True worship is of the heart. Paul wrote over in Acts 17, Our Lord is not worshipped with men's hands as though He needed anything. It's in spirit and it's in truth. Spirit and truth. I read that. Spirit and truth. And that word truth reminded me of something. It reminded me of that precious woman that came to the Lord in need. That's over in Matthew 15. Go with me over to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. What he told them was, I'm not sending her away. She's my sheep. That's who I came for. I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. What a prayer. What a prayer. A soul that means those two words right there. Lord, help me. Help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Help me. You ever cry that? Help me. I want to worship you tonight, Lord. Help me. True worship is in spirit and it's in truth. And I want to worship God tonight. I really, truly do. He told her that she was a dog. And she said, Truth, Lord, help me. That's true. Help me. I want to say that. I want to say that. Let me tell you what the word worshipped means right here. We look these words up, we have a concordance, and it gives these definitions. And this word right here, worshipped, this is what it means. It means to kiss like a dog licking his master's hand. To fawn or crouch to. To lay down in homage. To reverence and adore. I want to worship God tonight. I really do. I want to worship God tonight. Go with me back to Psalm 95. Psalm 95, verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Over and over in Scripture, along with the word worship, it says a lot of times, bow down. I looked up a lot of them, and in many places it also said, bow down. They bowed their head toward the ground and worshiped. And that's exactly what I want to do. I want to bow down and kneel before my Maker. He's my Maker. He owns me. He controls me. And I want to bow down and kneel before my Maker. John said, He must increase. He must. I must decrease. Isn't that what we all want? I want him to increase. We all want him to increase in glory. We want him to increase in honor. We want him to increase in majesty. Peter said, we were eyewitnesses of his majesty, the king. Those wise men, they came and they bowed down and they worshiped the one who was born king. We want his majesty to increase. We want us, his servants, to decrease. I know that's what we all want in the heart. We bow down. We kneel before the Lord our Maker. Worship is not chaos. It is not chaos. It is not noise. And it's not self-promotion. The big thing in religion is praise and worship. They have praise and worship bands. It's a special thing. Praise and worship. And they bring in drums and they bring in electric guitars, and it is one big rock concert. That's all it is. That is not worship. That is not worship. Let me show you what worship is. Two places, we know them both well. But two places, I read these again this week, and oh man, this is worship. This is true worship. The first one is in Genesis 22. Go with me over to Genesis 22. Genesis 22, verse 1 says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. You stay here. He and I are going to go kiss the hand of Almighty God, like a dog licks his master's hand. And we're going to lay down. He and I are going to go up and we're going to lay down in homage to him. And we're going to reverence him. And we're going to adore him. And then he said in verse 5, we're going to come again to you. After that's over, we're going to come again to you. That's an important line. Verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Abraham believed God. He believed God. He told his servants, we're going to go worship, and then we're both coming back. He believed God. Do you know what you call that belief? It's called worship. It's called worship. He said, we're going to go worship God. Isaac said, where's the lamb? He said, son, God will provide himself a lamb. What he's saying is, he's the king. He doesn't need me. He does not need me. Son, we're going to just go fall at His feet. We're going to go up there and we're going to fall at His feet. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. In whatever situation that comes my way, whatever situation that comes my way, how can I worship my God? I can believe Him. That's what I can do. I can believe Him. I can believe Him. I can kneel down before Him. I can kiss His precious hand and His precious feet. And I can trust Him. That's true worship. True worship. Now there's one other place, one other example I want to show you of true worship. And I pray that I want to be sincere. I want to be sincere. I pray that God would give me this kind of grace to go through whatever He would have me to go through in this life. No one has ever gone through anything like this. But whatever He would have me to go through, my prayer is that He would give me and you the grace to go through that thing like this. Like this. Just like this. Go to Job chapter 1. Verse 1 says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Continually. And I believe because of the end of this story that God saved his sons and his daughters. The Lord gave Job 2x of everything he had. But he gave him the exact same number of sons and daughters. And the reason is because Job didn't lose his sons and daughters. They were just over in glory. So he gave him that many more, and now he had 2x as many. But he did this continually, continually, continually. Verse 13 says, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they've slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. He worshipped. He kissed the hand of God Almighty like a dog licks his master's hand. And he laid down in homage, in reverence, and he adored. Verse 21, he said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. That's worship. That's worship. It comes from the heart, in spirit and in truth. It says, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." In everything, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." I want to worship God tonight. I want to truly worship God. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Let us kiss His feet. Let us trust Him tonight. Let us believe His word. Let us bless His name. Worship. Isaiah said, "At that day shall a man look to his Maker." His Maker. "And his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel." That's worship. He said in chapter 43, "I am the Lord, your Holy One, thy Creator, your King, your King." Let us worship. David said, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Let us bow down, bend the knee before the Lord our Maker. Go with me over to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation 4, verse 9 says, "And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." That's worship. That's worship. Take it off and throw it at Him. That's worship. I want to truly acknowledge in my heart tonight, in spirit and in truth, that He is my only help. I don't want to acknowledge only that to you. I want to acknowledge that to myself. I want my heart to tell my mind, He's my only help. He's my only help. I'm a dog, but I am His dog. I am. He is my only help. I come to Him. I lie down at His feet. I reverence Him. I adore Him. And I know you do too. Him. I acknowledge in my heart that He is high and I'm low. He's my King. I'm His subject. I bow to that. I absolutely bow to that. I know you do too. I acknowledge in my heart that the only reason I'm allowed to worship Him, the only reason He'll accept my worship, is because God provided Himself a lamb. I believe in my heart that He supplied it all. I bow to that. I adore that. I absolutely adore that. I want to truly acknowledge in my heart that in whatever His purpose and His will is concerning me, His name is blessed. It's blessed. At all times, holy and reverend is His name. He is my Maker. He is my Defender. He is my Redeemer. He's my friend. And we cast all the glory on Him, every bit of it. All right, I'll close with this one. Ephesians chapter 3. Because of everything we just said, everything we've just seen about worshiping our God from the heart. Ephesians 3 verse 14 says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." We get His name. "That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." That's worship, isn't it? That's worship. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. All right, let's stand together.